Did the series win against the Phillies say more about the Phillies than it actually did the Braves? It's all brought to you by PlainsCoffee.com. Promo code Braves. Get your 10% off. He's Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. Lindsey, if you look at the bad stuff that has happened to Atlanta over the last 6 months, I was going to say week, but you might as well say 6 months.
The season, yeah.
Yeah, the season. And especially when, you know, when you start talking about the same opening lineup that started the first series of the year, as we have not seen it since then, does this say more about the Phillies losing to Atlanta with a third, as you said in Discord, of Atlanta's lineup being DFA'd players that just beat the number one team in the NL East?
I think this says a lot about Philly's struggles right now, but also about Atlanta's really exceptional pitching plan. By the time this goes up, I'll have a piece dropping on BravesToday.com about how Atlanta just really went away from throwing fastballs at Philly's hitters. And Philly just could not get anything done. And using Spencer Schwarbenbach's game three as an example, the only three hits he gave up came off of a four-seam fastball and two cutters, which his cutter is more of four-seam velocity than a lot of other guys are. Mm-hmm. But Atlanta at one point retired, I think it's like 17 or 18 straight hitters with off-speed or breaking pitches. Like, Atlanta just absolutely mowed down Philly by not throwing fastballs. And I think when you look at this game, a 2-1 series win, the winning team only scored three runs every single day. Every game was 3-2, 3-1, 3-2, something like that. I think it kind of shows that Atlanta right now, while you are missing guys because of injury and you're not going to get some of these back, you'll get Riley back eventually in the postseason. You'll get Ozzie back sometime in September. But this is how you have to win, right? Your pitching staff has to be able to go out, lock down opposing lineups, shut dudes down. And this is the blueprint. And if you continue doing this, if your rotation can be this dominant and your bullpen can be this dominant, you can still make a deep postseason run. Postseason runs are built on great pitching performances. And then you just have to hope that a couple of your hitters can get hot at the right time, like Marcelo Zuna's been all year, like Ramon Laureano is right now. And you just hope you have enough offense to get it, to make it happen. But this Philly series was a blueprint for how Atlanta is going to have to approach the rest of the regular season and October if they get there.
See, and the thing is I know that we would like to look at the lack of offensive performance for Atlanta in this Philly series, only scoring three runs, that kind of thing at the time. However, this was a pretty darn good staff. We're talking about, you know, a pitcher on the final game of the series that's coming off a complete game, 99 pitch game the game before, as well as we all know what the rest of them are capable of doing with Wheeler and Nola as well. And so everybody likes to point the fact there was a lack of offense. And I thought, yeah, but if the pitching stays like it is, the offense will come around to get some of these teams that have lesser pitching than what the Phillies do. So you expect to see a little bit more power, maybe be out of Ozuna, maybe out of Olsen. Ozuna still had a hit in the final game of the series, but it seemed like he was 0 for the entire time because we only saw the long ball in the first game of the series.
Right. And I will point out that you've played two series now in 2 weeks with very, very good pitching matchups. The Giants series, we talked about that on the show last week, about how you faced last year's Cy Young winner, last year's Cy Young runner-up, the top lefty pitching prospect in baseball entering the year, a former Cy Young winner, Robbie Ray, and you went 3 out of 4 in that series. And then this one, you face two top-of-the-rotation pitchers in Nolan, Wheeler, and Sanchez, who has been very good, and you went 2-1 in this series. And so even if the offense doesn't come around like what we are expecting it to based off of what they did last year. And I'll point out that Atlanta still has some of the most home runs in baseball over the last, like since the All-Star break or over the last month. It's just, there's so many of them are with the bases empty, but even if the offense doesn't come around, Atlanta has shown that they're able to win these games against good baseball teams and good opposing pitching staff. So not that obviously you would love the offense to be there because it gives you a greater margin for error. But even if they don't, you can still see how you have a valid proof of concept because you did it against the Giants. You did it against the Phillies. And theoretically, that should be replicable in the postseason against the Phillies again if you face them.
Yeah.
And again, postseason's a different animal, different environment, different vibes, all that stuff. But the point is, you've done it. It's not just that you did this against Colorado or the White Sox. You did it against Philly. So be confident that even if the offense doesn't come around the way you think it should or the way that we would prefer it to be, this is still a winning formula, just one with a smaller margin for error.
And I said this, the pod that I did after game one, I did it late that night. And the reason I did it is because I wanted to let fans know, number one, I think that World Series right now does not need to be part of the vocabulary and a part of the equation. However, if this team with this lineup, Lindsay, makes it to the playoffs, I don't think Atlanta fans understand, because we've all been too spoiled with all those banners and all those numbers that are hanging out up in the outfield, how important of a win that is to be able to make postseason play at all with what's on the field. You said it best, and I'll repeat this again, and you said it to all of us. A third of the lineup has been DFA'd by other teams. We're playing with scrubs right now. We're playing with guys that can't make teams.
And
they're performing, if not offensively, which they did, Urshela still actually put a run across the plate, but defensively has been almost all stark, in my opinion, defensively.
Yeah, we saw four double plays in game two. We saw a double play last night. A lot of them were Urshela to Merrifield to Olsen. Two-thirds of those guys, again, DFA'd by their existing teams. And in the case of Gio Urshela, it's not like he got DFA'd by a good team. It was the Detroit Tigers who said, you're not good enough to play for us. But, I mean, like, the defense showing up, that obviously ties in with the pitching, right? I mean, those are connected things. But, like, I'll point out that a good defense can do the same goal of what your pitching staff is needing to do and keep runs off the board. Trey Turner had been doubled up four times in 2024 entering this series. Atlanta got him twice. Atlanta doubled him up on Wednesday and again on Thursday. Gio Urshela traditionally has not been the level of defender that Austin Riley was this season, but so far he's looked pretty decent at the hot corner. He did look better than Weston Wilson looked for the Phillies there on Thursday. And so, like,
so that's the best offensive player that Atlanta had was Wilson over
at Weston Wilson. Yeah. And so, like, it was good enough for you to win. Right. And when you, by the time you get into the postseason, you're going to have Ozzie Albies back, which means you'll be able, if you need to, you'll be able to move between Gio Urshela and Whit Merrifield at third base. He has played some third base. You'll have a roster crunch at that point. When Ozzie comes back, you'll have to decide who loses a job. And it kind of feels, as of right now, Adam Duvall may be the guy out. We'll see. Although he did get a home run last night and started for the first time in like 10 days.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, like went 3-for-3 with a homer against a lefty. But I mean, the defense is holding up. The defense has been good all season. Defense is holding up. These replacement players in Merrifield and Urshela are doing well. Ramon Laureano is holding his own in the outfield and hitting really well right now. Last 15 days, he's batting .325 with a 1.36 OPS, which is absurd. So this is still, in my mind, a postseason capable team. And this is still a team that can make a run. We had a podcast in this feed back from January where I talked to John Smoltz, and he said, you need three things to win in the postseason. You need three hot starters. You need three hot relievers. You need three hot hitters. And you can name quite a few hitters right now that you could see getting hot in a postseason series. Look at 2021, how it worked out. Your MVPs of each postseason series was a different guy, where a different guy got hot. Soler got hot in the World Series. Rosario got hot in the NLCS. Jock Peterson got hot in the NLDS. Like, different guy, or wild card, whichever one it was, guys got hot in every series. And you can see how, let's assume Marcelo Ozuna is hitting the entire postseason. You could see how Ramon Laureano could have a big series. You see how Michael Harris could have a big series. You could see Matt Olson coming around and having a big series, or Sean Murphy or Travis d'Arnaud. Like, there's names you can point to and say Jorge Soler could get hot. So I feel like, despite how it feels to a lot of fans, this is still a team that can not only make the postseason, but can still make a run in the postseason. All you have to do is get there. It's a whole different season. And I think last year was the best example of that, with a 5 seed facing a 6 seed in the World Series.
It's all brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves. Get your 10% off when you head there. Coffees, teas. They don't roast those beans. Of course, teas don't have beans. That's tea leaves. But they don't roast the beans or roast the leaves until you make your order and ship it to your front door. Plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves. You're 10% off. When I look at this lineup from the Phillies, as far, and let's just go through the final game of the series and talk about even the series in general, how lackluster Schwarber, Turner, Harper were.
I have a stat for that.
Schwarber. Okay.
I have a stat for that. In the series, that trio of Schwarber, Harper, and Turner went 2-for-33 with 14 strikeouts.
Wow.
Trey Turner did not have a hit. Schwarber had one. Harper had one. Harper's one hit, cutter, which is a version of a fastball. So back to our point there.
Well, and that's the thing is it can, I was going to use that performance out of those three that are supposed to be the top three dogs. Also Castellanos, by the way, 0-for-4 wore the halo as far as final game of the series was concerned. So throw his name in that bout as well. And so basically their top four hitters really ineffective the entire week or entire series against the Braves. But I guess my question to you is, Lindsay, can the pitching stay this way? I mean, I know Sale can because he's proven that he is not going anywhere. Freed seems to be coming around because it's just one of those things where he was kind of up and down. I kind of wonder if he's a little hesitant at times, but he seems to be kind of letting loose a little bit. Schwellenbach, in my opinion, gets better every game. It's like confidence comes in, placement comes in, learns what he can and can't throw instead of blowing people off the plate, as you said. He kind of cut down on the fastballs, realized the scouting report said, hey, they can't hit off speed, so let's throw them off speed. Can this continue with Lopez coming back, Sale, Freed, Schwellenbach, in order to get the Braves where they need to be? Because my trust right now is not in the bats. I mean, I would love to say that Olsen can get hot, but he hasn't proven it. Ozuna has been probably the most solid out of everybody. And then the other guys, as I said, we're playing a third of the lineup's DFA guys, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would say what I still would take this rotation in a postseason series against Philly.
Yeah,
Schwellenbach's now done it twice, so it's sustainable. Obviously, they're going to adjust the next time they face him, but both him and Max Fried are what I like to jokingly call kitchen sink guys. They have a legit 5 or 6 pitch arsenal. They can pick and choose what they throw. They can sequence the hell out of you, and then Lopez is fastball, slider, curveball. He adds a curveball in at times. He's the one that, you know, that's the one of the starts that they lost, I think, was the Lopez. No, wait, Lopez was getting one. Anyway, yeah. So, like, you've got a little bit of issues there, but even then, it was good enough for Atlanta to win. And Chris Sale has only faced Philly one time this year. His Braves debut was in game 3 of the season. And the way the rotation lines up as of now for who pitches against Washington this week and then Minnesota on the road trip next week, Chris Sale won't face Philly again in the regular season. So when you get to the postseason, assuming you face them in the postseason, you probably have to get through a wild card round. They haven't seen Sale. You've got two guys in Freed and Schwellenbach who can adjust what they do. Freed can decide to throw a bunch of sinkers and sliders and cutters and get ground balls. He can go for punch outs with the curveball, whatever it is. And Schwellenbach throws 5 or 6 pitches and, like you said, gets better, it seems, every single outing. And, you know, I feel confident that you still have enough tricks up your sleeve if you have to face Philly for a 5th time this season and being in the postseason after 4 series in the regular season. And what's cool, you win one more game, you've won the season series against Philly, which I think that's in the midst of one of their greatest regular seasons in team history. They can't seem to beat the Braves in the series is just a little bit, if I was a Philly fan, embarrassing, honestly. Hey, if you're a Philly fan and you're watching, let us know in the comments if you're embarrassed about the fact that you can't beat this Atlanta Braves roster.
Oh, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go back to the postseason of last year and make sure they put up those statistics before it's all said and done.
I mean, I'm really excited that they have a beat the Braves in the NLDS ring from last year because that's the only kind of ring they have.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to it. You mentioned Sale. He's gonna lead things off, and he'll take the hill for the Braves against the Nationals to open up that series. You mentioned the Twins, and then of course back to the Phillies in Philly. This is one of those things where you and I have talked about this. I don't like that Major League Baseball has done this whenever you face basically the same team in a week span. Just because I honestly don't think it's fair to either team. Everybody goes, you're just not saying that because then they see your pitching and then they're going to see them again the next time around. Yeah, the way the rotations work out, I don't think it's fair for either one. And so, I mean, you're seeing the same team inside of basically 8 days. And I don't know that that is fair for the fans, fair for the players, and fair for baseball. But it is what it is. But looking for a decent outing, I think that the Braves need to capitalize off this and at least take two or three from Washington and Truist.
Yeah, I like the matchups. Lefty Mackenzie Gore versus Chris Sale tonight, 7:20. You've got Jake Irvin versus Charlie Morton on Saturday, and then youngster DJ Hers versus Ronaldo Lopez on Sunday. That's a Roku game, so 12:05 p.m. Eastern on Roku. It's a Roku game on Sunday. I think you need to win two out of three here. And that's partially because of one, the quality of Washington after moving some guys out. They traded Lane Thomas at the deadline, things like that. But also just where you are in the season. You have to hold on to that third wildcard spot, and you really can't afford to drop a series between now and the end of the season. So you need to win this one. You need to win the Twins series, two out of three there. And then your rotation for Philly will be Morton, Lopez, Fried, and Schwellenbach if there's no shenanigans on moving guys around.
Right.
And so if you do that, as of now, it would kind of line up. You'd face Suarez, Wheeler, Nola, and Sanchez. So you'd get these three starters from this series again next week. And like you said, we're at least dumb that we have to do that. But I'm going to go with 2-1 this weekend. Also, it's alumni weekend. Tons of fun stuff happening at the ballpark. We have an article came out on Braves Today on Friday morning all about alumni weekend activities, including a really cool Greg Maddux documentary that premieres Sunday night on MLB Network. You can watch it early on Sunday afternoon after that game in the Battery. And we'll have an article dropping on Saturday. We got an advanced copy of it to look at for Braves Today, kind of talking about some of the cool stuff in the doc.
That's very cool stuff. You were telling me before I let you go, you got another article that's going to be dropping. It's got all kinds of crazy, nerdy numbers in there, which I love. I don't know how many people love it, but I love it for sure. I love looking at that stuff because I'm not going to do that research. That's what you're there for. Do it and you look it up. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that. As you said, that I don't know how many words you're going to put in there and how much you're going to do, but still some cool stuff coming out on Braves Today.
Yeah, kind of explaining this whole, anti-fastball strategy that they had over against Philly this week. And a lot of the individual focus on sequences and usage was from that final game with Schwellenbach, but it's kind of valid for the whole series. Just really interesting to see how Philly struggled, how Atlanta attacked them, and how it extended all the way even through the bullpen usage.
He's Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. It's all been brought to you by none other than Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Get your 10% off by entering the promo code Braves. Looking for two out of three against Washington. You heard it from both of us. Lindsey, as always, I greatly appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, buddy.